Take your holy book, turn to Luke chapter 18. Thank God. Luke chapter 18, I want to look at verse 35. Luke chapter 18, verse 35. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will bear help, on persistent prayer. Persistent prayer. As we look at this and we see the confidence in prayers that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ and the help that He gives us, and we thank Him for that. Without Him, we could do nothing. Amen. And we see this thing and the opening of access to Him. It comes through the sweet Spirit of God that gives us that guidance. And we can march into the throne room of grace, right into the presence of God. He tells us in Romans 5 and 2, He said, we have access by faith into this grace. And we're talking about access into the very, now listen to me, into the very favor of God. Amen. Into the very, now I know sometimes it doesn't feel like we're running in the favor of God. It seems like there's so much against us, there's so much opposition. How can we be in this treasury of God and in this grace of God, living by faith in God, praise the Lord, coming into His, the presence of His glory and the favor of His grace. But praise God, I want to call to remembrance, your remembrance, that we're not running on the right now, here and now. We're running on the hope of the future that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And our future is a great future. Amen. And when you plan your future, you have to plan it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because He is that glorious hope that we have. He is those gracious promises that come from God. Amen. He talks about that. If you go back just a few chapters to Luke chapter number 11, he talks about those great promises that we have. In chapter 11, Luke chapter 11, verse number 9, he said, "I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." I want to tell you tonight, that's a promise from God Almighty. He said the reason that we don't have is because we don't ask. And He said when we do ask, James said, we ask amiss to consume it upon our own lust. He said when we start asking God because we have an urgent need and we bring urgent supplication before Him, we know that God hears, praise God, our prayers. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. What we need is prayer, and prayer in faith in confidence. We ought to have a confidence to pray. It bothers me about people praying today. They pray, but I don't know that we really believe what we're asking for. Amen. Because I don't think when we go into prayer, now listen to me, when we go into our prayer, we don't have no confidence to believe that God's able to do all things. Amen. I've asked you before, don't the Bible say that there's nothing impossible with God? Amen. Does that mean, that means, Brother Bobby, that everything's possible. That God can do anything. Amen. He can do anything we need. We've had our lives destroyed and put in shambles because we don't pray believing so that we might receive the goodness of God. We've got to pray with that confidence. If you go back to look at this, and I was reading through these yesterday and today in Luke chapter 18, and he starts out, praise God, in these parables that he gives. Amen. He gives different parables here that we can see and how God plays out in each one of these.
We see in verses 9 through 12, we see the arrogant prayer of this Pharisee when he comes and he prays pretty much within himself. Amen. God, that God Almighty, God don't know what's going on, and he tries to expand himself and make himself something that he's not. Amen. Praise God. But we see him at we see him there, and we see God begin to bless, and we see this arrogant prayer of this Pharisee. He stood and prayed thus with him. Now watch this, verse number 11. Thus with himself. Amen. He's praying thus with himself. He wasn't praying with the Holy Spirit. He wasn't praying with God. He wasn't praying with the good God of heaven. He was praying within himself. It was a selfish prayer. It was an arrogant prayer. Amen. Trying to make him something better than what he was. Amen. True prayer should never do that. True prayer should bring us down to a humble state. We should come humbly before the Lord, praise God. It makes us come humble before God, and it shows us, it makes us love others. Amen? It makes us love others, praise God. You can't get past that. When we appreciate Him tonight, praise God, that's what He's able to do. That's what He does do. He said He prayed within Himself. God, I thank Thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. You see the love of God in this prayer? Amen. Can you see it? Praise God. He said that we should come with humility, and we should come with love before God. Amen. Because we're expecting, we're looking for God to touch us and help us to be in the likeness of our Savior, praise the Lord. And we can't pray without that love and kindness. He said we should come humbly, but he said we should come with love. He says we should come as little children. Verse number 15, he said, and they brought unto him also infants, that they would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children, come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Amen. He said, we just have to come humbly before God, believing in faith, praise God, in the good grace of God, that favor that we have from Him, pray, just like little children. These little children, praise God, they don't know what can harm them and what shouldn't. But praise God, they know that mom and daddy's going to take care of them. Mom and daddy's going to keep them safe. Mom and daddy's not going to let them do anything, praise God, that they knowingly would cause them harm. And he said, we've got to come just like little children, amen, before the throne of grace. If we're going to have anything, if we're going to get anything from God, that's the way we have to come. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a Savior, what a God that would do that for us. But he said, we can't come in arrogant prayer. We've got to come humbly before God. Amen. And we can't only come in with arrogant prayer. We can't come in ignorant prayer. The story of this rich young ruler. He comes before the Lord, praise God. And he has many good qualities. Amen. This rich ruler, he has a lot of good qualities. But one of them is not being having spiritual understanding. Amen. He's not understanding the Spirit of God. He's not understanding what God's trying to feed him, what God's trying to give him, how God's wants to grow him. Because he's caught up in his riches. Amen. He said, how hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. He said, it's hard to get there, praise God, because you don't have our eyes fixed on God. We have ignorant prayer, praise God, because he doesn't see himself. He doesn't see Jesus, praise God. Amen. He just doesn't see him as part of his life. He doesn't see him as someone that he needs. He doesn't realize his own peril of the way that he's living. You say, well, preacher, he must be doing pretty good. He's a rich young man. He's young, but yet he's rich. And so that's what all these disciples and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that's what they thought too. They said, well, who then can be saved? Said, if this rich man, praise God, that God's blessed in so many ways, can't make it to heaven, who can? But praise God, he wasn't realizing his own peril. He said that Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, you gotta be saved. You got all the riches in the world, die and go to hell. Amen? You can have everything that you and your family's worked for all your life. Have riches untold, but still die and go to hell lost without God. Hello? Amen. So he didn't realize what was going on. Didn't realize his own lie. Amen. In verse 14, he said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. Talking about that publican. Amen. What did the publican do? He standeth afar off, verse 13, would not even lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Amen. He said he went to his house justified. Praise God, because he realized who he was, and if he was going to have any help, he had to get help from the Lord. I can't help you. You can't help you. The world that we live in can't help you. Amen. But there's a good God of heaven, and his name's Jesus, who has all the answers, and there's nothing, praise God, that he can't offer to you that believe. Amen. Praise God, he has everything when we begin to believe. He said that the publican went away justified. Amen. But the rich young man went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowing because he had riches, and he thought because he had riches, because he had things of this world. I want to tell you, friend, tonight, things of this world will not satisfy your soul. Amen? It'll satisfy your flesh for a little while. But have you ever noticed the more that God blesses you with, the more this old flesh tends to want? Amen? Now, God said he would supply our needs. Amen? He said he would supply our needs. He'd give us what we need. Praise God. But ain't it a wonderful thing how God sometimes just blesses those things that we would want, those things that our flesh would desire. Amen? He gives them to us. But he said this young man went away sorrowing because he had lots of riches, but his soul wasn't satisfied. Amen. He said, what can I do to inherit eternal life? He said, what's going to get me into glory? What good deeds can I do? I tell you, the only good deed that we can do is going to get us into glory is receive Jesus as our Savior. Take full advantage of what happened on the cross of Calvary when he died and shed his blood for me and you. He went to a borrowed tomb for 3 days, just like he said he would. And on that third appointed day, I pray God, he got up victorious over death and the grave. I pray God to go and sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Praise God. I tell you what, that's what a blessing. But it's not about the arrogant prayer. It's not about the ignorant prayer. But it's about that persistent prayer. Persistent prayer is something that'll get the job done. Amen. But you got to ask yourself a question. What happens at the close of your prayer? Amen. I sat there today and I thought about that. And I was out there sitting listening to the creek go by. Amen. Out there on the bench in my study. And I thought, what do we expect when our prayer's done? What do we expect, praise God, at the close of your prayer, when you finish your prayer? You say, well, preacher, I just hope something will happen. Amen. There ought to be an expectation there that we've prayed and we've supplicated, we've asked God, and we expect God to do something with it. Amen. And he says he will when we have a persistency in our prayers. This beggar was persistent in his prayer. Amen. This old beggar sitting down nigh Jericho, a blind man, sat by the wayside begging. Now notice this old beggar, he has an impoverished heart. Amen. He didn't have anything. Praise God, he was sat down at the road begging every day, trying to get a morsel of bread, trying to get a little sustenance for himself. Praise God, he wasn't a whole lot of confidence. You might say he was in a pitiful condition. Amen? Just like a lot of folks today are in a pitiful, sad condition. And they need something, praise God. But I want you to know, this blind man, he had not taken no for an answer. He had not be stopped. Praise God, something had done got a hold of him. He had done heard something that was coming down the line. And he began to cry out, praise God, in a persistent manner. Praise God, they tried to get him to hush, but he wouldn't hush. Amen. He said, hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. Amen. He said, hey, listen, what is the commotion? What's going on? What's everybody so excited about? And said, hey, Jesus Christ of Nazareth passes this way. Amen? Praise God. He said, Jesus Christ is coming this way. Those that were going before, praise the Lord, they kind of go before them, they kind of try to clear the way. Jesus come down the road, and this blind man, can you see him? That he's just sitting there in his beggar garment. Praise God, and he's a crying out. He said he cried out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. He realized the state. He realized his condition. I want to tell you, God can never do nothing for you or for me till we realize our condition. Amen. We realize that we really need some help. And praise God, this fellow, he realized he needed some help. And his persistence, praise God, he wasn't about to quit. He wasn't about to give up. He had been in that state long enough. And he was ready to see the sights. Amen. Praise God. He wasn't going to give up this great opportunity. Amen. Are you hearing me? He wasn't going to give up this great opportunity that was coming his way. Every time we gather, Brother Bobby, down at the house of God, there's a great opportunity that's coming our way. And we are to come resolute, praise God, and persistent, saying, Lord, we're going to get in on this, praise God. We're going to get all this. We're going to glean out of it everything you have to offer us. Amen. Amen. But we don't do that. We'll come in, we'll try to get 2 cents worth. Amen. We'll try to get our 2 cents worth, praise God, and we'll just go to the house same way we come in. But this fellow, praise God, he wasn't going to let this opportunity get by him, praise God. He wasn't going to let it pass by. Amen. He was going to become part of it. He was going to get some answers, praise God. Bless the Lord's name. He wasn't going to take no for an answer. They tried to quiet him down. They tried to get him to be quiet. And they that went before rebuked him, verse 39, that he should hold his peace. Amen. Said, you just need to be quiet. The master has no time for you. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. The devil's always been a liar. But I want to tell you tonight, the Lord always has time for you. Listen to me. He's never too busy for you. Mama may be too busy, daddy may be too busy, family may be too busy, everybody may be too busy, but God, Almighty Lord Jesus Christ, will never be too busy for you. Amen. You believe that tonight? Amen. Praise God. He's all sufficient. Praise God. He's never be too busy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our spiritual, a revolution in our spirit, praise God. Our spiritual standing. Amen. Praise God. It's what we are when we pray, what we ask when we pray. Amen. Our spiritual standing. And sometimes what we ask is an insult to God. Have you ever thought your prayers is an insult to God? To grieve God, the heart of God? Because sometimes we ask with our eyes on the possibilities. You know what's already there. What we can see. Amen. What we can fix our eyes upon. Our prayers are on us ourselves. Our eyes should never be prayed. Our eyes and our prayers, when we're praying, our eyes should never be on the possibilities. Our eyes should never be on ourselves. Hello? You say, well, preacher, if we're not going to pray about the possibilities or pray about ourselves, what do we pray? Our eyes should be always focused on Jesus. Amen. By His stripes we are healed, praise God. If we need anything from Him, praise God, we ought to ask according to His will, and we might have them. Our strength, praise God, our spiritualness is in what God Almighty is willing to do for us, what He's able to do. And just as this fellow, he wasn't about to let that pass by. This might be the only opportunity that he had to be able to see. Amen. To have his eyes opened. Praise the Lord. There's a whole lot of people today that have eyes and they can see, but they're blind. Amen. They can't see the nose in front of their face, praise God, because they don't see well. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to help them to see. But this fellow wasn't letting this opportunity get by, praise God. They tried to shut him up. They tried to get him to be quiet. But he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See, persistent prayer, praise God. You know what it does? It gets the ear of Jesus. Amen. It will get the ear of Jesus, praise God. Bless His name. That's what it does. It'll catch His ear, persistent prayer. That's what happens, amen, when we catch Jesus' ear. The Bible says the Lord stopped. The Bible says the Lord listened. The Bible says the Lord looked and He listened. He stopped, He looked, and He listened. Amen? Why? Because it's persistent prayer. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. He was persistent in His prayer. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you that. And I'll say it again. Jesus is never too busy to listen to you. Amen. Don't ever get discouraged thinking, you know what, just because your life is so hectic, that, praise God, that Jesus' life is so hectic that He can't hear you. I want to tell you, praise God, by the authority of the Word of God, that Jesus is always listening. That He desires to hear from you. But the amazing thing about Him, He can hear from you and you and you and you and you and you all at the same time. And He can answer them, praise God, according to person, anytime He wants to. That's the God we serve. And so when he cried out, praise God, the Lord heard him, and the Lord stopped, praise God. It got God's attention. It got the ear of Christ, and He stopped to listen, to see who that one was that was cried out to Him. He said, thou son of David. Amen. He was magnifying as the Son of God, the Messiah of heaven, praise God. When nobody else was even acknowledging that was who He was. This old beggar, praise God. He may have not been seeing with his eyes, but he had heard with his ears. I pray God he understood, glory, hallelujah, down in his heart, that there was somebody that was coming through that could change his life forever. I remember the day Jesus come by and changed my life forever. Amen. Virgil, 40 years ago, I never believed I'd have been doing this. On a Wednesday night, 1900 or 2026. I never dreamt in my wildest dream 40 years ago I'd be at a country church preaching on a Wednesday night with my grandbaby sitting there in the pew with my wife. Praise God, God Almighty in the house and just a blessing, praise God, loving on us, wanting to love on us in so many different ways. I'd have never dreamt that. But God Almighty knows exactly what we need. Amen. He puts us in positions. He stops to listen. But the greatest thing about it is He's never too busy. Amen? We get really busy. We get too busy. Amen? But He said we should never have time to have that persistent prayer. A prayer that'll get a hold of God. A prayer that'll catch the ear of Jesus. The Bible says He ever liveth to make intercession for us. So we know that He's always listening to us. He's always watching us. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Amen. So Jesus sees you everywhere. even when you're just a little old youngin' sneaking out doing things back behind the woodshed. Amen. He saw that. He also saw the times that mama was taking you out behind the woodshed. He saw that too. Amen. He liked it. He said, amen, mama, lay it on them. Amen. Some of you don't think that's too funny. You must have spent quite a bit of time behind the woodshed. Amen. We didn't spend much time out there if we should have been. But praise God, God was blessing us. He was loving on us. He was teaching us, praise God. He's showing us the teaching of respect. And that persistent prayer, that's what God uses. Amen. And sometimes our persistent prayer ought to be specific prayer. Do you ever have a need for something? Amen. I don't know about you. I have need. I'm a needy person, okay? Probably more than anybody else. That's my wife. She said, yeah, you're very needy. Amen? So we're needy, praise God. But we in our persistent prayer, we ought to have specific prayer. We ought to ask God, praise God. We have a need. You say, why? Because He's our Heavenly Father. He cares about us. He loves us. He wants to hear from you. He wants to help you. And sometimes He's just waiting for us to ask. Amen. So, sometimes we have need, but we don't want to go ask mom or daddy. Have you ever been like that? Remember when you're in teenage years? You didn't want to go ask them because you was afraid they'd say no. Hello? Amen? Or you'd have to explain yourself to them. Hello? Amen? That was the awfulest thing ever was when you was a teenager and you had to explain to mom and daddy if you had a need or something going on and you had to explain it to them. Amen? Especially when you got yourself in predicaments. And you had, and Brother Bobby, you had to have daddy come get help you get out. Hello? Anybody been there? Hello, me and Brother Bobby, Brother Ralph, only ones, admit it. Rest of you did too. We have to ask. But God Almighty, praise God, it blesses their hearts. But, and you know what? It gave them something to life about in the days ahead. Oh no, they won't forget it. They're going to bring it up and say, remember the time? Yeah. Amen. Had to come rescue you. Had to come get you out of a bind. Amen. They won't let that go. I believe sometimes God gets a little chuckle out of our lives, praise God, but He wants to hear from us, and He wants us to come with that object, praise God, that we have for Him, that specific request that we need from God, so He can just bless us on purpose, so we can give Him the praise. See, that's where we mess up. Persistent prayer comes with prayer, persistent praise when He answers those prayers. Amen. A lot of times I think we just go, phew, boy, I missed that one, I missed the bullet on that one. Amen? Been praying about it, been asked about it, praying, but God hears and answers prayer, and we don't stop to forget. Say, Lord, I know the reason. It wasn't worse, praise God. It's because You moved in, and Your mighty hand, praise God, moved on the sea. Somebody was praying for me. Amen, a persistent prayer, a specific prayer. Amen. Praise God. James says in James chapter 5, verse 16, last part of that verse, he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. He's talking about persistent prayer. He's not talking about just throwing off the whim, just throwing one out every now and then, hoping you can get it into out of this atmosphere. He's talking about being like this old blind man, this beggar, praise God. He's talking about coming with a persistent prayer before God, having a sincere need, and asking God, praise God, to help you. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Effectual, that means it's an effective prayer. That means it's a prayer that'll have an effect. Amen? When you pray, do you pray a persistent prayer that you're hoping, praying, that it'll have an effect? Amen? We ought to be praying for an effect. Praise God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A fervent prayer. That's a prayer of passion. A passion to pray with an intensity. Amen? With an intensity in prayer, praise God, praying out loud to God. You know, I don't think I can't pray an effectual, fervent prayer to God to myself. You know, just under my breath or just whisper to God. But Jeff, I've got to cry it out. I've got to holler it out to God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, see, you just don't have no confidence. You think God can't hear. No, I know God can hear. But hey, praise God, hey, I want to have the passion in it, praise God. I want to have the intensity that God knows that I mean everything I'm saying. That I might have the petition that I'm asking. James is saying, praise God, they ought to be an effective prayer. They ought to be an effectual prayer. They ought to be a passionate intent in your prayer. And he said, if there is, said of a righteous man, he said, it availeth much. It availeth much. That means to be used. That means to be to serve. That means to offer advantage, to offer a benefit. Amen. Ain't that what we pray for? Persistent prayer. It gets the job done. Amen. We got to ask believing so we can receive. This fellow's persistent. It stopped him. It caused the Lord to stop, to look, to listen.
caused him to ask a question. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Amen. And here's what he had this specific request. See, I'm not off the wall. He said, and he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now, it amazes me because this man was a poor man. He was begging every day for substance, just the food on his table. Amen. The Lord said, well, okay, you got my attention. What do you need me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I could just see you. Amen. That I could receive my sight so I can see you. That's all I want to do. Amen. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I just want to receive my sight. Praise God. A specific request. And the Lord said, hey, listen, okay, it be it according to your faith. Based on what he said. If you believe I can do this, he said, your faith has saved thee. Amen. Your faith has caused me to answer your prayer. We pray in faith, believing that we shall receive. You say, Pastor, you say that all the time. Praise God. It's a fact. If we're not praying, believing, you won't receive. You won't ever get nothing. But we're going to pray a persistent prayer. Praise God. We ought to pray in persistent faith so that we can have those petitions that we ask of God. But God can bless our hearts. He said, it availeth much. He said, we can put it to use. It'll get the job done. It'll benefit us. Praise God. When we come with persistent faith and persistent prayer, the Bible says in verse 43, listen what happened. 4 or 5 months later, this old blind man, I don't know what it says. Verse 43 said, and immediately he received his sight. Amen. Praise God. A persistent prayer will get the job done. Amen. We can't give up on it. I know people that I've prayed for 20 years or more that God would save them. And guess what? Some of them he has. To God be the glory. Some of them still need saving. Amen. They're not there yet. He said, immediately he received his sight and followed him. Amen. He followed him. God does something like that for you. Praise God. Hey, listen, it wants you to make him follow him too. And he said, he followed him glorifying God. See, when you have a specific, a persistent prayer, God answers that prayer. Amen. We ought to follow along with him, praising him as we go. Giving God glory for what he's done. Amen. Said all people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Hey, listen, they was a meeting kicked off. Amen. That God blessed this old fellow because of his persistent prayer life, and because of his persistent prayer life, the whole community got in on it. Amen. They saw the marvelous hand of God, and they all had reason to praise and give God glory. We've seen God's hand here so many times, it's just crazy. It's amazing how many times God has touched in our little congregation. And we just give him the praise for it, praise God. Go on following God, praising him over. We don't quit praising him then. We just keep praising him. And he just keeps doing what he does. Amen. I don't know, as your pastor, praise God, hey, I don't ever quit praising when he touches you. Amen. I still praise him for what he done for Miss Geraldine and James years ago, praise God, when he brought them through that bout of cancer. Glory, hallelujah, praise his holy name. God did that. Amen. I still praise him for that. I still tell people about how God moved on the scene, how God blessed, how God gloriously done a marvelous work. Amen. We just keep praising him. Why? Because we with persistent prayer, when it's all said and done, we have persistent praise. And we just keep praising him and praising him because he is so good to us. Because he's a great big God. This blind fella, this old beggar boy, didn't have nothing. But praise God, on that day when he went through his persistent prayer, praise God, caught the ear of Jesus. Amen. Jesus stopped and looked and he listened. He asked him, what can I do for you? He said, I just want to receive my sight. And Jesus, praise God, he did that. He said, because of your faith, he received his sight, praise God. He just went to praising God.
Amen. I believe every day from then on was just a blessing to that old boy. Could you imagine him going to bed at night? Laying there in the bed thinking, you know what? He's weary, he's tired, his eyes are heavy. And he's thinking, you know what? I'm going to have to go to sleep. I'm going to have to take my rest and sleep. But if I go to sleep, am I going to be able to see in the morning? Amen. But in faith, praise God, he just kept believing. And every morning he'd get up and he'd open his eyes and there was the world again. And I believe it. Hey, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but if I was him, I'd be praising again. Amen. Revival would start the next morning. Praise God. If we ever realize, praise God, in our persistent prayer, how God touches and helps us and heals us and gives us all these things, these benefits, every day would be a new day of praise. Amen. I believe this old boy, every day he had a new day, a new attitude of praise for the Lord. Couldn't wait to get up, get out, and follow Jesus. Amen. Glorifying, giving him the praise for all that he had done. Amen. Persistence pays off. Amen. Persistence pays off.